Welcome to Money Reverse with Carolyn M. Williams, Christian Biblical Principles for Our Personal Handling of Money and Possessions.
Welcome to the Stock Market Primer Follow-Up, Part 2. Here again, I will answer questions about investing in the stock market. The questions that I'm going to address are ones that time did not permit me to answer during a recent meeting in which I was invited to be a guest speaker. The meeting was held by the Strategic Business Relationships and Career Transition Group that is led by Carlin Davis of Covenant Church in Carrollton, Texas. Now, to recap the goals of the meeting, as a speaker, I had the following goals as takeaways for all of the attendees. Number one, I wanted everyone to have scriptural references that confirms that Christian financial principles encourage investing. Number two, I wanted everyone to understand stock securities and to be able to read a stock quote. Goal number three, I wanted everyone to have an understanding of our key U.S. stock markets, including what they represent and their all-time high values. The markets that we focused on were the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. And the fourth takeaway, I wanted everyone to be able to follow the stock market and investing conversations that are on the TV financial shows, and everyone would be able to do this by having an understanding of terms including bears, bulls, insiders, market cap, market sentiment, SEC, and a host of other U.S. stock market terms and concepts. Now, with a title like Money Reverse, you know I'm going to take the opportunity to reintroduce to a lot of us the biblical scripture that contains principles that we should apply to our personal money management practices. Here's additional biblical scriptures that encourage investing.
The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5.
One thing I want us to always remember, the primary reason that we invest is to make money, period. In managing money and investments, take the wisdom of this scripture to heart and be one that makes plans and that is diligent. A diligent person uses care and they're very conscientious about everything that they do. They think things through, they create action plans, and they make things happen. The contra-action of diligence is to act quickly with very little information. And the scripture here states that the plans of those will lead to poverty. Now, as I share with you on investing, I'm keeping the wisdom of this scripture in plain view. I want to encourage and promote diligent approaches not only to investing, but in all of our money management strategies. Because the Lord is owner of everything and we are stewards of His resources, we should also be diligent in seeking Him for guidance in our investment strategies. Here's a scripture from Isaiah that confirms this truth.
Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17.
I will continue to seek the Lord's guidance as I make investments and as I daily manage all of the financial resources that He's entrusted to me. Scripture here confirms that He teaches us to profit and leads us the way that we should go. Again, see the management of your personal and business finances in scope to be governed by this scriptural truth. Strive to be a great steward of all the things that the Lord has entrusted to you. Can you commit to join me and seek the Lord for guidance in investments and in the daily management of your finances? Did you notice that instead of a good steward, I said a great steward? Subtle but noticeable difference. Now, on to answering the final questions presented by the group attending the Stock Market Primer session.
Can you please tell me, why is it good to get in on a stock investment at IPO time?
The biggest draw to buying a stock at the time that its IPO or initial public offering launches is the possibility that the investment will turn out to be like getting a winning lottery ticket. You would buy the stock at a low price and cash it in within a few days when the stock doubles or triples in price. The expectation here is that with all of the focused marketing and excitement and energy created around that first offering of the stock, the demand to get in early would drive the stock price high in a very short period of time. For anyone that got in at that initial price, that would translate into quick profits. Let's look at an example. Take a look at the SeaWorld Entertainment IPO. The stock symbol for SeaWorld Entertainment is SEAS. The IPO took place on Friday, April 19, 2013. It was filed with the SEC and officially announced to the public on December 27th of 2012. Between the time that the IPO was announced and the actual launch date, there were many news stories and press releases about the company and the stock offering. The initial stock price was proposed and debated by market analysts and the public eye for 4 months. Now let me tell you what SeaWorld Entertainment did on Friday, April 19th, the IPO launch day. That morning, just before the New York Stock Exchange opening bell, all of the traders and TV viewers were energized by a parade of SeaWorld performers. There were live penguins, otters, and other animals marching across the actual trading floor. That day, SeaWorld Entertainment stock opened at $27 a share and closed at $33.52 a share. That was a profit of $6.52 a share for those that were able to get in at that initial $27 price. For instance, if you had purchased 100 shares on that day at the opening price, you would have banked an additional $652 profit. That's a 24% return on your money. Not bad at all for a single day of trading against a single stock. Again, it is the possibility of these first day trading profits like this, and sometimes even better than this. It is that excitement that drives investors to IPOs in large numbers. At the time of this writing, I have no open positions in SeaWorld Entertainment stock or derivatives.
And how do we know when a company will IPO?
That's a great question. There's many online sites that detail information about companies that are scheduled to go public. To find some of this information, do a Google search on IPO calendar. Personally, my favorite place for digging into the details of scheduled IPOs is on the NASDAQ site. The web address is www.nasdaq.com/markets/IPOs. To make that more clear, it's www.nasdaq.com/markets/IPOs.
How can someone that is a small investor participate in an IPO? Can they?
I don't have a definition of what could be classified as a small investor, but I can say that anyone that has the required funds in a brokerage account on IPO day can participate in an IPO. Now, I must make you aware that sometimes the demand for that brand new stock on the market is so great that it'll be just like you're standing in a long line waiting to make your purchase. In that case, you make the stock trade, and you just keep checking for that purchase confirmation that never seems to come. I've been there a few times, but they eventually do come through. There are no minimum purchase quantities set on the number of stock shares that must be purchased at one time. Using the SeaWorld Entertainment IPO as an example, anyone could participate in that IPO for as little as $27, and that was the opening price to purchase one share of stock. To simply answer your question, yes, a small investor can participate in an IPO, even if that small investor is you. Let me now answer your questions on insiders.
Can you explain insider trading?
Thank you for this question. I'm thankful for the opportunity to correctly explain this term better than I did in the session. An insider is a company officer or director, or any individual that owns more than 10% of the voting shares or the voting rights of a company. Technically, insider trading is the buying and selling of any securities by anyone that is considered to be an insider. These are the folks that are invested in the daily operations and strategy of the company, and therefore they have more access to information about the business activities and plans, things that may not be known to the general public. These are the people who play a key role in making decisions that could be business impacting. Some of the business impacting activities include merging with or acquiring another company, expanding the business operations, or having products that are being evaluated for recall reasons. Because these individuals have this type of information, they could buy and sell stock based on this knowledge before it's released to the general public, and that would be unethical. Again, for our protection, the SEC requires that companies make key business information available to the general public, and they do this through regulatory reports. For this reason, the SEC regulates the stock trading activities of insiders by monitoring for suspicious activity and requiring full disclosure of all of their trading activities to the general public. Now, when we hear the term insider trading, it's usually associated with SEC investigations surrounding allegations of violations. This is the example that I used in the session. While the use of the words insider trading in relation to violations is the correct word and these are real situations, I wanted to clarify that the trading of any stocks and other securities by anyone that is considered to be an insider technically is considered to be insider trading, even with no violations. Great question.
Carolyn, I have a real quick question. When stock prices drop, could this be caused by insiders leaking company information?
You know, I guess anything is possible. More than likely, when a stock drops in price, this is not the case. There's just no good reason for an insider to say something negative about something that's theirs to improve and make more valuable. Think of it like you're selling your car. Would you start spreading around information that could cause your car to be worth less money? For instance, you could say the car has a bad smell that can't be removed, the engine isn't good, it's an unsafe vehicle, this is one that's desirable by thieves, and so forth so on. Not likely, if you really want to sell your car. The same with an insider. They have a vested interest in the company, and if they're a company officer or director, they are paid to make the organization more profitable, thus increasing the value of the stock. Leaking negative company information could cost the individual their jobs or even have stronger disciplinary actions. To simply answer the question, it's possible, but not likely, in my opinion.
Do we have access to information on company insiders to get details on their investment activities?
The short answer is yes. Thanks to the SEC regulations, full disclosure of company financial information, business operational plans, and insider stock purchasing and selling activities is readily available to the general public. Having access to this information takes the mystery out of knowing how the company is being operated. Because of this, the information about the associated trading activities of the officers of every public company is included in the company profile. This information is easily accessible by anyone that has an interest. If you do your pre-investment company research steps, you will quickly find this information. Again, to those that attended the Stock Market Primer session, you were an outstanding group. You got it. I can tell from the conversations that we had after the session that day, and I've had opportunities to chat with several of you since then. You are intelligent and you have no problems comprehending new financial concepts and ideas. Trust yourself to begin the forward motion into a new season of promotion when it comes to all things financial. Profiting through investing is in your near future. Receive it today. Thanks again to Carlin Davis for inviting me as a speaker for this meeting, and I pray financial promotions for all meeting attendees and to all Money Reverse readers. If you'd like to see more teaching on investing, let me know. My goal is to serve you.
You have been listening to Money Reverse with Carolyn M. Williams. For more information, please visit our website at www.moneyreverse.net.